No, thank you. No ketchup.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right, you too.
Sorry about that. Started just about dancing with someone. All right. So I got my burrito. I got my fries. Got my drink. I'm going to get my lunch on. Get my lunch on. Trying to see if there's anything interesting that sounds interesting around here for this podcast, but alas, there is not. Thank you for joining me on my walk to get my lunch. Hi, how you doing? Thank you for joining me on my walk to get my lunch. Hope you have a fruitful day and eat your fruit.
What you just heard was another meandering by John Garside from Forgotten Tales. He's out there in the street, the man on the street, getting the lowdown, putting his finger on the pulse of the news. He's the news source out there, ladies and gentlemen. He's like the needle on the record, okay? And his news is the beautiful music that plays through it. So you're going to want to pay attention to his stuff. Jump on over to Forgotten Tales podcast. You're going to love it. Talks about local history here in Los Angeles. If you live out here also, he's got a YouTube series, video series, and he's been asked to lecture all over the place. It's amazing. He's got his DVDs in libraries, in schools. It's amazing. It's amazing. So go check his stuff out. We are on our way to a Yachtly cruise show tonight. If you live out in Los Angeles, go check out the Yachtly Cruise Show. A lot of 70s and 80s love songs playing at the Borderline Bar and Grill tonight. I believe we start at 9 p.m., maybe 9:30 p.m. Up there at Borderline Bar and Grill. You're going to want to check out any ticket information on yachtlycrew.com. We hope to see you there. Get ready to get ship-faced on a Bon Voyage dream cruise time travel. And now, a yacht rock classic. Hold the line. Love is not always on time. No, no, no. Hold the line. Love is rarely ever on time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Thank you.
crazy happy.
Yeah, the crew.
This is brilliant. I really appreciate that. I don't know if we'll use that for the theme, but I sure do appreciate your creativity and your initiative. And that's just really made my day. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
We are here with some of the Yachtly Cruisters. Tonight we're playing at Borderline Bar and Grill. We just stopped at Cronies out here in Thousand Oaks. I just ordered a rum punch called the Kraken. I like the fact it's on tap. That's pretty cool. So we are here. What did you order?
I had the Budweiser.
How big is it?
In a goblet.
Oh, a goblet. Good. What did you order?
I had a sharp-looking Bud Light in a schooner.
A schooner.
Oh, a schooner. What did you order?
I had a Bloody Budweiser.
A Bloody Budweiser. We got a chap from Britain over here. Budweiser. I love it. We're saving this for historical purposes. There's a stormtrooper on television right now on baseball. On television. I love it. This segment sponsored by Star Wars. Ooh, this rum punch looks good. Holy cow. That's a monster.
Look at that.
Oh my goodness. Cheers, you guys.
Oh my god, I can hardly pick it up. I'll get this guy, I'll get that guy. Oh shit. Yeah, you got it. Oh god, hold on. Oh god, hold on.
Yeah.
Go.
Don't spill it.
Oh my god. Wait, if you don't mind, can you please speak in here and tell me what are the ingredients of this?
No, because I don't know. It's rum and pineapple and Sprite and I don't know, the day girls make it. I'm a night girl.
So it's like a goulash,
like
of various.
It's called the Cronies Punch. So
I like it.
Jungle juice almost.
And it's got a tap that looks like a tentacle. Right? Is that the one?
Yeah.
So it's hiding in the Kraken tentacle. It's like a secret.
Yeah, it's like coming out.
Oh, that's brilliant! Thank you so much. I can't wait to taste this thing. Who knows what this is going to taste like? Oh wait, can you come here over here, please? This is for my future self. This is for my future self.
Grenadine, orange juice, Sprite, and dark rum.
Oh, that's good. Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a sip. This glass is frozen. Ooh, it's very...
Are you going to eat anything?
I just might. Wouldn't that be nice if the place fed us?
Sure would.
I think we get drink tickets tonight, if I ain't mistaken.
Two. Two drink tickets is the limit.
What if you get, what if they're both doubles?
I don't think they allow that.
That's loophole, yeah? Zoinks!
Sorry.
All right. More on this later. More updates as it unfolds.
I think it said yummy.
What do you think it said? What do you
Should
think
we get
it
a
said?
Table? I guess.
So it's the great debate. The great debate that's tearing apart the internet. So what is it? What do you think it says?
I think it says Yanni because I can't hear oral or Laurel. It's Yanni.
That's weird because I heard Laurel.
there are songs, by the way, where, like, think of this one. If you ever come across it, if you listen to In the Air Tonight, the beginning of In the Air Tonight, it starts off with that the digital beat. And then there's a big, long, slow, one chord.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the keyboard kicks in, the beat feels like it takes a turn. Oh. And all of a sudden, it's off beat, and then all of a sudden, it's right into the pocket. And so, in my opinion, the listener on that particular Yanni or Laurel thing, it's when your ear draws to the syllable or the start of the word of what you're hearing. So some people hear the front of a beat, some people hear the back of a beat. Some bass players play on the front end, some play on the back end.
Oh, interesting.
Some drummers.
I do not. A recent Twitter poll found that 40%.
I hear Laura, but this morning I heard Yanni. It's funny. This morning I heard Yanni. I didn't get it. I didn't get it before. Like the yellow dress, green dress.
Are we using real names here, or are we using?
It all depends.
If you want. It depends on which one you're using.
I thought you ordered the big salad. Mm-hmm. Good Lord, that's a big salad.
So is that a kind of salad that Laurel or that a Yanni would eat?
It's Laurel.
I want you to know that I did order the big salad.
Even though she gave it to me.
Ain't B, I'm gonna tell you, that is some good apple pie. Opie, don't you agree? Ain't B, that's the best piece of apple pie I ever did have. Damn, Barney, taste this fucking apple.
Mr. Cartier.
Oh.
Hey, Horseshack, it's like so weird. It's like you're over there hearing Yanni, and it's like I'm over here hearing Laurel. It's like two different words, but it's like one word. It's like I don't understand. I can't like wrap my brain around it.
Hey, Travolta, listen to this one.
Yeah.
Ba 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 burino, ba 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 burino, ba 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 burino. Hey,
that sounds like a good hit single, if you ask me. That's real good over there.
You know, I sing the song in the key of E. Now I sound like a Pale Stanley. So we're going to a rock show. We're in the back seat of the car.
I saw a picture on Instagram, and it was Peter Criss and Paul Stanley in the back seat with a girl in between them. She was kind of probably one of their, you know, personal assistants or something. And I couldn't help but thinking it was, you know, Ben and Scott and me.
Destroyer players.
It was. It was those days.
Yeah.
The early days. Classic.
That was the Destroyer.
Classic fucking Paul. No, but they were on like in a backseat of a car on the way to a show.
They had one where they're on
in street clothes?
No, they were in real. They were in full makeup. Full makeup, full costume.
That was Destroyer.
And then you know what other picture I saw yesterday?
Tell me home.
I saw Paul wearing the combination of everyone else's costume.
No way.
He was wearing an Ace vest with jean boots. And a Peter Criss undergarment over the top of him, and he was standing there.
Wow!
It was like,
or which one?
It was a new one. It was a new
like
one
a
that
Frankenstein.
I found. I spent about an hour last night going through every Kiss site that I could find, and I saw that picture, and I thought I sent it to you. Maybe I sent it to myself. I'll find it again. I'll send it to you.
Wow!
It's crazy, man, and it looks like he's playing a show because he looks sweaty.
Wow.
You know, so maybe he just did it as a goof. Maybe it was a Halloween gig.
That's so cool.
So he mixed up the costumes. Like he was wearing jean boots.
That's awesome. Like a Frankenstein of sorts.
Here you go. I'll hold that for you. Thank you.
You should be hitting.
It's burning.
You know, I had a friend that once, back in Missouri, he used to, he used to, he got a lighter? He used to always say, he'd say, instead of want smoke, he'd say, you want burn one? You want burn one? Hey man, you want burn one? No, I'm good, thank you. So in any case, we're on our way to a show. It's gonna be a rock show. Even though it's soft rock. I don't want to.
It tells you, it takes you around.
Oh, for sure?
Oh, yeah.
So, Yachtly Crew, we're going to be doing a show here at Borderline Thousand Oaks. Right off of Moore Park.
And it tells you when the cops are there.
And we're going to rock it, people!
I can't believe we have Pal Stanley here on the line here in Sprouter Projectile Podcast.
Well, you know, I've been on the road for a billion years. I've been trying to get off the road. Been just trying to get off, basically. But, you know, the road is paved. And sometimes it's wet. Sometimes the paint is wet. And sometimes I paint the paint.
That is a strong piece of advice.
You know, sometimes the lines are crooked, too. But I like straight lines. I like straight, white lines. I like them on mirrors. I like them on pavement. I like them off the back of asses, as a matter of fact. But titties work too. Let's not get lewd. Well, look, the forum is sold out. The venue is completely booked. There's people waiting around the corner to get in the door.
People are partying out in their cars like they are at a Poison concert.
It's going to be a rock show!
This concludes our interview with Pal Stanley. So I just got a text now from Pauly Shores, my brother Pauly Shores. Let's go around the back. Back door and let him in. He's locked on the back. What's so crazy is it's about 8:46 right now. We go on, I think, at 9:30, and there are already people with captain's hats on and stuff. Let's see if they let me out here. Hey, hello! Dude, it smells so crispy out here. That's not gonna work. This song. Wanna be started something. Is this the one where they go, Mama say mama sa mama kusa?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I was doing that earlier today. I was doing that earlier today. I was singing it for the Caribbean Queen. Can you get through here?
Yeah, I think so. I just hung on to this door last time. It wasn't as difficult. Thanks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I'm not just anybody.
Coming. I know.
I'm not just anybody.
Like four shows. I know.
Let's go.
Oh, you've seen our show.
Yeah, I've worked the last four of them.
What's your name?
Tell.
Dude, this is so great. Thanks for being here at the shows, man.
That's me.
This is so great.
I wasn't in this condition last time.
I know. Did you fall off a railing?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
You're just glad it didn't happen here.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He jumped off of something taller than that.
Yeah. You know we wear sunglasses?
Oh, yeah.
They have the spotlight on you. As soon as I jumped, they took the spotlight off, and I couldn't see the ground. Boom, broke my heel.
Nice.
You know our flat shoes, too? There's no soles. There's not like a hiking boot.
Oh, I know.
And I didn't buckle my fall. Like, I could jump up one of these, like, oh, I could, like, you know, buckle my knees or whatever. I didn't do any of that. Just, like, flew straight to the ground.
3 months later.
So, no walking around the rail tonight, huh?
Nope. I won't even get off stage.
So that's why there's a chair up there.
Yep.
All right. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Behind the scenes look at what goes on before we go on stage. We're going to be back here changing and rehearsing, et cetera, et cetera.
I will be there. Oh, oh. I will be there. Oh, baby. Oh, oh.
Well, I just got it.
That's the one you read?
Yeah.
No, I read the better one. It's the same one.
Scrambled eggs, right? Isn't that what they call them? The scrambled eggs on the brim.
Those two from there before the number. Maylee's friends are here.
Yeah, they're all here.
Yeah, they're
camera shy. Listen, we...
And what is the title of that concerto?
Opus 69 for the whistle-a-phone.
It is now 2:10 a.m. We had a successful show. Lots of wonderful people. I was blown away to find that my buddy John, who I grew up with in Carroll Stream, Illinois, Chicagoland area, long ago, was surprised to find that he lives out here. Didn't even know he lived out here. Just found out he lived out here. What's crazy is, so he came out to see our show for the very first time tonight. Turns out that his girlfriend's friends... Her wife, his wife's friends have all seen us 5 times or more. So the fact that he knows them and the fact that they came out and he came out just explodes my brain. One gal was offended that I didn't remember her. What's crazy and what's ridiculous is that it's getting to the point that I've met so many people that I really can't remember having met them. That's the crazy thing. Unless... there's like some extreme circumstance involved. Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. Like if this is like a microcosm, what I'm experiencing with Yachtly Crew is a microcosm of what, let's say, sounds silly to hear myself say this, but like, let's say celebrities. If what I'm experiencing with Yachtly Crew is a microcosm of what celebrities deal with all the time, I can only imagine how crazy that must be to be a part of a project or to be a person that so many people know and recognize and feel close to. Like, I would hope that if someone felt that they knew me, or that they recognized me,
I would hope that they would feel comfortable enough to come up to me and say, hey, I recognize you from this particular thing. That would be awesome. That would be phenomenal. That would just be phenomenal. So, tonight's performance was fun. We're playing tomorrow, aka today, as it's 2:13 a.m. We'll be playing the... What are we playing today? Charity. Some charity. Gala. We're going to be doing that today. We got to be there at, I think it says 3:15 or something. 3 p.m. Off of Wilshire. That's today. And then, day after that, tomorrow, is the Strawberry Festival, which we'll be playing. So, thank you to everyone who's been coming out to the shows. Thank you to everyone who basically dives into your artistic endeavors and gives them a voice, gives them an opportunity to be heard, seen, experienced by others and yourself. Allow yourself to be mystified by the projects you make. Allow yourself that gift. Because really, what's the point of creating it then? If you're not gonna at least appreciate it. You gave a voice to an imagination that never existed before. That's a pretty big deal. All right, that's all for now. Take care. Sleep well.